Greetings and welcome home, everyone, to Muddy Boots. My name is It All Comes Down to the Dishes Tenali Von Scrubber. Here to warmly present Totally High Holy Rainbow Colored Spirit Hawk of Awakened Manifestation, Part 5. An episode that features almost 20 years of field recordings I've made at rainbow gatherings around the world. You can find the entire collection online at soundsfromtherainbow.org. There's several books, articles, and whatnot available out there to get a cursory understanding of what a rainbow gathering is. But of course, it's difficult to impart without attending the event itself, writing about a phenomenon in print. However, rainbow being an oral culture, the field recording archive acts like an ethnography of sound, where you can get an idea, perhaps an even deeper or richer context of the event and subculture through said sound medium. I'm writing a book about 20 years of field recording at rainbow gatherings around the world. There's quite an extensive archive featured online at Sounds from the Rainbow, and the aim of the book is to celebrate the audio gems, bring a broader context to the project, as well as to include various essays on specific recordings. Think of it as a listening guide / sound song walk, a choose-your-own-adventure through all things rainbow field recordings. Anyway, if a particular recording moves you, whether from this episode, previous episodes, or the archive itself, and you enjoy writing and wish to participate, I welcome an essay from you. Email me at tenalilight@gmail.com, and I will give you further prompts and instructions. Thus far, I've had a splendid time exploring the archives, researching, and writing. Stay tuned. Alrighty, let's begin with this. A loon's song is like a peaceful wand, stretched twilight to the worlds beyond, a box of sunlight and a bow of moon glow, scattered about upon the traveler's road. Bullfrogs croak like a wandering goat, painting sounds on a star-hung night. Tot, ta-tot, ta-tot-ta-tot, ta-tot. Tot, ta-tot, ta-tot-ta-tot-ta-tot.
Take us there, my brother. Take us home.
Hey, we got some special visitors passing by in a hot air balloon. I see Dorothy and Toto up there. There they are in the rainbow balloon.
Stand up so they can see the picture.
Everybody shine at the picture.
Around the world in 80 days.
Ha ha ha! A joke, but I don't know any. Oh wait, I know one.
That was great.
What did the pencil? What did the unsharpened pencil say to the eraser? Never mind, it's pointless.
It's like a song. I'm wearing rose oil.
Green peach right now, and we're steeping a bunch of other stuff: English breakfast, jasmine, something.
Which is what lured us your way.
The green peach.
Okay. Now this is a story to make you fresh creep. It's going to give you poos gimples. It's the story of Cinderella who lived in a big hark douse on a hill with her mean old Mepstother and the three sisty ugglers. Now one day, Cinderella was in the kitchen flopping the moor, and who should appear but a feudable berry? And she said, I am your berry fodgother, and I'm here to grant you one wish. And Cinderella said, may I go to the ball? So with the wave of her magic wand, Cinderella was transformed into a babishing Rudy with a long white gapping sound and a necklace of poopies and whirls. And on her feet were two tiny sass clippers. And the feudal berry said, now you may go, but you must promise me mown by Hamlet. And Cinderella made a dash for the door, got to the ball, and who's the first eligible bachelor she should run into but the Prancing Hints? And the Prancing Hints says, may I have this hands? And they danced and talked and laughed all night, but suddenly the trot clattered to trike 12 and Cinderella banned from the row, but as she did, one of the tiny sass clippers flipped from foot. Well, the Prancing Hints found this sass clipper, and the next day he went from house to house, and you can't turn that around. Finally, he got to the house where the mean old Mepstother and the three sissy ugglers lived, and knocked on the door, and the sissy ugglers were right there waiting for him, but of course their beat were too fake. Finally, it was Cinderella's turn, and guess what? The clipper pitted surgically. They were married in a pagan, hand-fasting, polyamorous, open relationship, rainbow, lovely, queer, transgendered, fucked ceremony, and the moral of the story is they halved lively ever after, and what they learned was that some of our bubbles are trawl, and some of our bubbles are trig, but if we didn't have any troubles, how could we count our blessings?
If you're allowed to pass around the ball, if you're allowed to pass around the ball, if
they call me Chuck around here, and flying is my game. Sometimes I fly real low, sometimes I fly real high. Sometimes smoke's too thick and I can't even fly. And I said, I learned a lot that day. Then I sit down and I'll go float away. Outside and play. Yeah. Chuck, if you can hear me now. I said I never wasted a day. Oh, I said never look back on life now. I said never regret your past. Live each hour like it's your first, and each day like it's your last. And I said I learned a lot that day. I think I sit down and I'll walk away. What Chuck the Raven said, he said never, 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 never waste a day. Go outside and play.
Was the day of your birth. Out from your eyes shine the sun, and when they shut, you are the moon. Expand infinitely outward and snap back when you have something to say, and when you sing, sing it from that black hole ball in your belly. Wow. You are the seventh day of rest and all six before, and the voice that tells that story again. Mythologize yourself and love all gods. The Big Bang was the day you were born. Find your diamond raft and cross the river. Worship land, worship water, worship friend. They were with you at the start, they are with you. Surrender. Let the force of your own explosion carry you. Close your eyes and be the moon, and let you learn, carried through darkness towards some other sun, some distant eye.
Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh, Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh.
mi HaKodesh, Yerushalayim mi HaKodesh, Bimea ve'amenu.
Thank you.
moon.
Very blind.
Throw your pincher, Gingo. Oh, my heart.
The third one. Ah. Because this is something we got to do. We must gather the fragments. We can mend the sacred circle, people. Weave and mend. Weave and mend the sacred circle. Weave and mend. We must gather the fragments. We can mend the sacred circle, people. Weave and mend. Weave and mend the sacred circle. Weave and mend. And this is important because we gotta mend the sacred circle. That's a part of, I think that's what we're for. All of the earth peoples, all of the people that had a real connection to the earth, have had that tried and have had tribulations, and
and many ways, many things have been lost. And so in order to heal the earth, in order to heal the sacred circle, which really means healing the spirit of humanity, in order to heal that, we have to gather up whatever fragments we can find. And that's what I've been doing all my life. You know, African drumming, Hindu stories, Native American rituals, anything I can find. Because, you know, I'm a white guy, and us white guys are the poorest people on the planet, because materially we're the richest people on the planet. Mm-hmm. And so we have to gather the rainbow. Our job, part of it, is to gather up the fragments and to try to heal them and to mend the sacred circle. And that's all I have to say for now.
Wow, that was awesome. I just walked in on the last part. That was
I never, no, never.
I shall never leave this field until Jah victory. Beginning of eternity, the end of time and space, the beginning of every end, and the end of every race. What is it?
Dirt.
Alright, I'm supposed to stall. So everybody take a big breath.
Oh, yeah.
And go, ah.
Slicing it down to its sheer essence.
Oh, that is great.
Not wearing a diaper.
Are you touring?
Not yet. We're writing an album right now.
We
are dough?
No, pizza dough.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah,
that's really good.
That's my fingers you're eating. I was laboring so hard, I was weeping, so if you notice like a really nice saltiness, that's my effort.
Glad it's not coming from someone else.
What is it? A story or
the hardest person to tickle in the world. It's like, it took me a few months to learn how to tickle her.
I accidentally wrung it.
Hey, how you doing? I'm tripping balls. How you doing? But you're looking good from here.
Gobbler. You just put weird things in your bowl all the time. You just take weird things from girls.
The beginning of eternity, the end of time and space, the beginning of every end, and the end of every race.
Yeah. What is that?
E.
E.
The letter E.
Oh my God.
Water.
made whole from the beginning. Sun shines on and the snow melts into water running down. Free your lips, taste the essence, goddess, crying all the tears we made, all the tears we fake, tricking ourselves and believing that we're not worthy of love, but we are worthy of love. Entangled in material world, reaching
ball of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
What?
Disco ball of mine, Jerusalem, she smiles. They're sitting on the banks of the Jordan out into the Holy Lands waiting for the ferry. Tomatoes, olives, cucumbers, desert lavender blossoms. Reeds hide their faces from ghosts, omnipresent and faithful. 2. The tracks are littered with glass, her skin scaly from eczema. There's a dirty rig over here, a piss spot over there. They're waiting for the train out, the underworld beneath their knees. 3. Struggling in dust behind an abandoned club, he throws his hands to her throat. Fighting demons or becoming them, he can't decide still. 4. The sun also sets upon their journeys here as the naked bodies in splendor are revealed to be Jerusalem. Lavender continues to blossom. Thank you.
Welcome again to Muddy Boots. My name is Crawling on All Fours Tenali. This is part 5 of Totally High Holy Rainbow Colored Spirit Hawk of Awakened Manifestation. We're exploring my collection of field recordings made at rainbow gatherings over the last 20 years or so. For a playlist and notes, check out muddybootsradio.org and be sure to subscribe to the show too, wherever you get the podcast. You can listen to and or download more Rainbow Gathering field recordings at soundsfromtherainbow.org. To connect, find me on Instagram and Facebook at Muddy Boots Radio. As stated earlier, I'm writing a book about 20 years of field recording at rainbow gatherings around the world. There's quite an extensive archive featured online at Sounds from the Rainbow, and the aim of the book is to celebrate the audio gems, bring a broader context to the project, as well as to include various essays on specific recordings. Think of it as a listening guide / sound song walk, a choose your own adventure through all things rainbow field recordings. Anyway, if a particular recording moves you, whether from this episode, previous episodes, or the archive itself, and you enjoy writing and wish to participate, I welcome an essay from you. Email me at tenalilight@gmail.com and I will give you further prompts and instructions. I invite you to continue wandering the trail of sound by hopping on over to the B-side. See you there.